Welcome to Senator Crapo's Weekly Wrap-Up Podcast. I'm Marcus Chavez, Senator Crapo's Deputy Communications Director. In this podcast, we'll review what has been taking place in the Senate over the past week and recap some of the issues that Senator Crapo is currently working on that are of particular interest to Idahoans. This is a wrap-up for the week ending on Friday, July 11th, 2008. Here is a recap of this week's votes. The Senate held 12 roll call votes this week on a number of different proposals. Three of the votes this week were on a housing bill. The first two votes on that bill were procedural, on the motions to end debate. The last vote on the bill was for final passage. All three votes passed, with Senator Crapo voting no on all of them.
Congress is currently working on a major piece of housing legislation that has a number of different pieces that are good. It's got reform of the GSEs, or government-sponsored enterprises, like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, giving them a strong new regulator, and also reauthorization and modernization of the FHA. And those are good parts of the bill. However, I have very strong concerns with the bill because it also includes a bailout of the subprime mortgages around the country up to the tune of up to about $300 billion. And this bailout, in my opinion, is the wrong action for Congress to be taking. We've already seen very strong action by our federal regulators and strong action in the marketplace itself to deal with those who are in upside-down mortgages right now, or who are in mortgages that are facing foreclosure. And many, many of them, in fact, most of them, are going to be worked out in ways that get a new set of interest rates and a new set of mortgage payments and help a workout to occur. But I think it's a mistake for us to simply bail out, in this case, both the companies and those who are in these mortgages in such a way that will cause the cost of housing to go up for everyone else. And I intend to vote against the bill. This is a bill that I think the president will probably veto. But in reality, what we need to do is to take out the negative parts of the bill and include the reforms of the FHA and the modernization of the FHA and the strict new regulator, strong new federal regulator that we've established for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac.
The bill now heads back to the House for reconciliation between the House and Senate passed versions. Five of this week's votes were held on Wednesday on the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. Three of the votes on that bill were on amendments related to limiting the retroactive immunity portion of the bill. All three votes failed, with Senator Crapo voting no on all of them.
We've been stalled on reauthorizing the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act now for months and months and months, and frankly, it has put our nation in jeopardy because the authorization for our international surveillance and intelligence operations has lapsed, and we need to get moving on this. The battle has been over whether telephone companies that worked with the federal government following the attacks on 9/11 would be open to lawsuits for having worked with the federal government in allowing them to see their records of phone calls to try to identify telephone traffic between terrorists. The solution that has been reached in this bill is that the bill would let a federal district court determine if the lawsuits against the telecommunications companies should be dropped, and the court would be required to dismiss these lawsuits if there is substantial evidence that the companies received written orders from the administration, from the government, that their warrantless surveillance was legal. And we believe that it was legal and that the court will rule in the proper way. But this is the compromise that has been reached to allow this legislation to move forward. I expect it to pass the Senate this week.
After a cloture vote or motion to end debate passed, a vote on final passage was held. The bill was indeed passed by a vote of 69-28, with Senator Crapo voting yes. On Wednesday, the Senate voted on Medicare legislation that it rejected just before the July 4th holiday. This time, 9 Republicans switched their vote and the motion passed by a vote of 69-30. Just as he had done on previous votes on this bill, Senator Crapo voted no. The other votes this week include the nomination of General David H. Petraeus and Lieutenant General Raymond T. Odierno as generals for the United States Army. And the final vote of the week was late Friday on a cloture motion on a bill to provide assistance to foreign countries to combat HIV, AIDS, tuberculosis, and malaria. All three votes were overwhelmingly passed, with Senator Crapo voting yes on all of them. Senator Crapo hosted one of his iTown Hall meetings this week, with the focus being on energy. Here is an excerpt.
Yes, Senator, kind of dovetailing on what you were just talking about, you've outlined in great detail the resources that the United States has and available, and gas prices have continually gone up for the past few years. Why now is there the urgency to process our own? Why haven't we taken the necessary action a few years ago so that we could have headed this off long before now?
Wallace, that is an incredibly good question to which there is not a satisfactory answer. There are many of us, and I'm one of them, who have been saying for decades now, several decades now, that we've got to become aggressive in developing our own resources. I have been supporting and trying to get opening access to things like ANWR and our Outer Continental Shelf since 1993, when I was first elected to the House of Representatives. And there are many of us who have been trying to do that and have been saying, not just us in the Congress, but experts in our country in oil markets and in energy issues, have been saying that we've got to get a rational energy policy. Your question is, why haven't we? Why have we not felt this urgency until the crisis is upon us? And I guess the answer is that it has been far too easy for those who opposed these activities taking place to simply say, you know, we've got plenty of oil and plenty of opportunity for natural gas in other places, and the prices haven't been high, so let's not worry about it, and let's just not utilize American resources. And I don't have a better answer for you than that. I mean, the short answer is we have had votes on these issues for the last 20-plus years in Congress and have not been able to get a successful piece of legislation to the president's desk. And my hope is that with the prices now escalating like they are, that the American people will demand that Congress take these actions.
You can listen to the entire iTown Hall meeting by going to Senator Crapo's website at crapo.senate.gov. You can also listen to the audio file of Senator Crapo guest hosting the Nate Shellman Show on 670 AM KBOI in Boise on July 1st. That will do it for this week's podcast. Once again, we invite you to participate in the weekly wrap-up podcast. If you would like, you can ask Senator Crapo a question by emailing that question to crapo_podcast@crapo.senate.gov. Whenever possible, we will have Senator Crapo answer a question in the podcast. You can also send in an MP3 file of you asking that question if you're so inclined. Again, you can email your question to crapo_podcast@crapo.senate.gov. Please include your first name and where you are from. As always, we thank you for listening and hope you will be able to join us again next week.